Welcome back, my fellow civil rights activists. Today we will be discussing the Greensboro sit-ins in North Carolina. We have here with us today a very important woman by the name of Margaret Brown, who first-handedly experienced the discrimination that occurred that day. It was February 1st, 1960, the first day of the Greensboro sit-ins. I remember being very frantic about the movement. I was with a group of two other people, my high school classmates Malcolm and Audrey. We were just going in to peacefully protest when a white man approached us and told us to remove ourselves from the building because he no longer wanted to see us anymore. Of course, we knew something like this would happen. We refused to get up, and the man got very upset, very fast. He dragged me and Audrey by the arm, dragging us out of our seats, and continued screaming at Malcolm, calling him many derogatory names. He then dragged Audrey and I out from the building, and another man, slightly taller than the one before, grabbed Malcolm and threw him out the store, calling him a dog. My friends and I gained our composure back after just being harassed. We then re-entered the Woolworth store to continue peacefully participating. Although we were all being denied service, we refused to leave, for we knew that we were doing the right thing. It didn't seem long before the police and local media showed up. We felt that our voices were finally being heard and that the world could see on live media how we were all being treated. It was amazing to see how far one movement spread. At the end of March, the movement had spread to 55 cities and 13 states. It felt like a big step in the right direction, and it was. By the end of that summer, dining facilities across the South were being integrated, and our community was finally being brought back together. Four Black Woolworth employees, Geneva Tisdale, Susie Morrison, Anetha Jones, and Charles Best, were the first Black people to be served. Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you, Margaret Brown, and your friends for being so brave and being a part of a movement that changed history.